Online card breaking is one of the most fun parts of the sports card hobby. And today on Sports Card Investor, we are bringing on some of the biggest and best breakers in the business to talk about what the future of card breaking might look like.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies. And at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to a fun conversation today with some names you're going to know, because these are some of the biggest and best breakers in the business. And I love online card breaks. There's no better entertainment than sitting on your couch and watching a big box of cards be broken on a live stream, especially if you've paid in and got a spot in one of those breaks. Not always the best idea from an investment standpoint. I don't recommend it from an investment standpoint, but for fun and for entertainment, I absolutely love it. And today I love the fact that we're going to be bringing on some of those biggest breakers onto this program for a wonderful conversation. And this episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide Beta within the eBay app and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. All right, so one of the major pieces of news that we broke during the virtual holiday a couple of weeks ago was the launch of our brand new app called Hits. Hits is an amazing app, and it is out right now in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. So go search for Hits and download Hits if you haven't already. What Hits is an app that is the biggest hits of all time from the biggest breakers. It's an incredible video compilation of all of the great moments of all time in card breaking history. And every single one of those moments will soon be minted as a one-of-one NFT and sold, bringing an interesting collecting component to the app as well. We're really, really excited about it. And I think you're going to enjoy downloading the Hits app and playing around with it. Go do that right now. As part of the celebration of that, during the virtual holiday, we brought many of the biggest breakers, including those who were involved in the Hits app, onto the program. And I'm going to replay that interview for you now, because if you didn't catch it live, you're going to want to catch it now. It was a really good one. Welcome to some of the biggest breakers in the business. And now I'm going to be joined by the biggest breakers who are part of this Hits app. We're going to talk about the app, but also the breaking business in general, and how it's exploded over the last few years and what the next few years might hold. So let's bring on the best breakers in the business. And we're going to start with Layden Sports Cards, Rich Layden. Let's bring him up here. Rich, welcome to the virtual.
What's up, Jeff? Thanks for having us, buddy.
Excited. Awesome. We are excited to have you. Rich, you know, Layden Sports Cards is one of the biggest and one of the best in the business. I'm sure, Rich, a lot of our viewers have either broken with you before or at least watched some of your big videos, but tell everybody a little more about what you're doing.
You know, we're doing our best to keep up with the demand, and we just expanded into a new 8,000 square foot facility here in just outside of Orlando, Florida. We're so excited to be a part of the new Hits app. We can't wait, and I think it's going to be so much fun for collectors out there.
I agree. The app is coming together awesome. And so you're down in Orlando, and so you've got now a retail store, plus you're breaking sports cards and you're breaking gaming products now too, right?
That's correct. We launched a separate Layden Gaming website, laytongaming.com. We stream live on YouTube and Twitch 5 nights a week, just doing gaming breaks now. We've also introduced Instagram Live personal breaks at night on top of our normal YouTube and Twitch sports breaks that we do 7 days a week.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, welcome, Rich. And now we're going to go out to the other coast. Let's bring on Jaspies. Let's bring on Nick and Mike. And you guys are in California. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Hermosa Beach, California.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
And I love the little logo, which ties that in. That's awesome. So one coast to the other, But you guys have been obviously extremely successful breakers, crowd favorites for sure. Tell me what you guys have going on out there.
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, so we have our shop here open Monday through Saturday. We do live breaks from it 7 days a week. We break on Instagram, YouTube, and whatnot. And we're really excited to be on here. Thanks for the invite, Jeff and Sports Card Investor team. And we're really excited to be a part of the new Hits app. Make sure to download it. It's gonna be quite a big app in the breaking industry.
Awesome. Welcome on board. Welcome, Nick and Mike. And let's stay out on the West Coast. Let's bring in Conrad from Mojo Break. What's up, Conrad?
What is going on, everybody? What's going on, Jeff?
Now, I will warn the audience that as you open up the Hits app and you start to scroll through, you're going to hear a lot of that. You're going to hear a lot of booms. There's lots and lots of booms in this app and a lot of stuff like this.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm most excited about. I think people are going to enjoy going through the app and you know, seeing all the big hits and the reactions. I think it is part of the reactions, you know, that people are going to get a kick out of it. So I'm excited for that, man. I'm excited for people to see the hits over the years and from all of us, really. And it's an exciting part of that.
It's fun. And you've been breaking with Mojo Break for quite some time. Tell everybody about Mojo Break.
Yeah, Mojo Break has been around since 2010, breaking since 2010. I joined Mojo Break around 2016, been a full-time breaker for them pretty much since 2016. And Doug and Dan, obviously, if you guys have ever broken with us, Doug and Dan, you know, they care so much about the hobby. They've been doing it so long. And if not for them, you know, they've been helping out with the you know, with the breaking community and the hobby in general so long. So shout out to them. They couldn't be here. They had a prior engagement. So I'm just here trying to represent for them.
Awesome. Awesome. Representing you are very cool. And now let's go to the, I think, America's heartland. Let's bring on Dane from Dynasty Breaks.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good, Dane. And where are you out of, Dane?
We're out of Wichita Falls, Texas. Maybe the only breakers around here. There's a lot of fields and cattle, and then there's us. So we're up by the Oklahoma State.
That's the heartland.
Yeah.
Awesome, Dane. And I know you guys do a lot of baseball at Dynasty Breaks. Tell everybody a little bit about what you guys do.
Our biggest is actually baseball, football. We're starting to really get into basketball a lot more in the last year or two. We started in 2018. My business partner, George isn't here today, George Moody. He and I started this as a hobby, and now we're breaking five nights a week. We stream to Facebook Live and YouTube, and we have a trading post on Facebook as well that our customers have built up over the years. So it's a full-time job for us now.
Awesome. And now we're going to go down to Florida. We're going to bring in Allie from Titan Cards in Florida. Welcome, Allie.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Really great to be here.
Absolutely. And you've got maybe the most diversification of the different breakers in that you do sports cards, but you also delve into other types of cards heavily as well. Tell everybody a little more about what you do with Titan.
Yes. Again, my name is Allie from Titan Cards here. The YouTube channel only started last January, so January 2020, and we've grown a lot. I think that's mostly in part to just having lots of different products, not only sports, but a ton of non-sports and gaming products as well. Just about everything we can get our hands on. We love sharing with regular videos, just opening, unboxing, sharing pulls for the shop. And then one night a week, do live personal breaks. And then occasionally do streams of lots of, you know, case openings for singles, sharing with people, just trying to build the love for the hobby.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Allie. And last but not least, Chris from Top Shelf Breaks. Chris was actually one of the very first breakers that I ever checked out when I got into the hobby. I heard Chris on another podcast and kind of telling about his story getting into breaking. And you're not only a breaker, but now you've got a retail store. Chris, tell everybody about it.
Hi, yeah. So first, thanks for having me on here. This is pretty cool. I'm excited about the Hits app, and that's pretty much what runs our business here. But I started in the basement in 2014, and over the years, you know, the boxes started piling up, had to get out of the house. So 3 years ago, we got our first location. This is the second location. We're in Elgin, just about 30 minutes outside of downtown Chicago.
Awesome. Yep. So if you're in the Chicago area, Chris's shop is definitely a good one to visit. So awesome, guys. Well, thank you for joining our breaking roundtable First and foremost, you know, obviously we've just introduced the Hits app to the audience. You guys, since we literally just launched it minutes ago, I know you guys don't even necessarily have it on your phones yet. You're going to have to go download it right after this is over. But I know a lot of you guys have been excited about it. I'd love to hear, you know, what excites you about the concept of the Hits app, and why were you guys, you know, on board to really want to participate and bring this to the community of people who break with you? So maybe Rich, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea that we've now added a new aspect of collectability versus just the pull happening and the video being uploaded. It's kind of added a whole new dimension for the people maybe that get the hit, or even the people that might have been in the room when the hit was pulled. I'm really excited for kind of where it could lead to in terms of expanding further on our hobby. I think it's a great idea, and we're super excited to be a part of it. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're excited as well. Jaspy's, Nick and Mike.
Yeah, I think the NFT space is, you know, whether you believe it or not, it's obviously here. It's really big. There's no denying it. So I think it's exciting for the hobby to kind of embrace it. And I think it's going to be a really popular thing.
I think, as Rich said, it's going to really add a lot of content to our business, where you can go to one app and see all the hits rather than search on YouTube and things like that. So I think it's a much needed, and I can't wait to turn my phone on.
It is, trust me, guys, it is addictive to just scroll through these things endlessly. It's a lot of fun. Conrad, you're gonna see yourself in that app a whole bunch of times, yelling "boom" very loudly. What do you think about this whole concept?
I mean, I think in general, obviously, super excited. Not only from you'll be able to chronicle all the biggest hits over the years, right? Because once a break video goes on YouTube, in a normal, you know, upload, some people may never ever see that video ever again. You know what I mean? So being able to put all of our biggest hits in one place, I'm excited because even for myself, what I was going through and, you know, grabbing all the links and putting this to helping you guys put this together, I was excited again to see all of those hits again. I was like, oh yeah, I remember when I pulled this, and I remember how excited I was. So I hope that excitement, you know, also spills over to people who end up buying these NFTs and buying these videos and being able to keep them in their own collection. Cause it was fun to put together the list again. And let me know how you guys like the reactions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How about you, Dane?
Yeah, just going, like Conrad said, going through the videos, these were a lot of cards I'd forgotten about over the years. They just kind of got lost. I feel like your app is going to bring all these to life again. We have a lot of folks that have gotten these big cards over the years, and I know they would like to have the NFT as well as the physical card. So you're bringing a lot of videos back to life that in honesty just get buried. So it's exciting. And this is the new wave.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Awesome. How about you, Allie?
I'm really excited. I'm someone that really enjoys watching reaction videos because I'm into a lot of stuff that I don't really know people locally that are excited about. So I love being able to see other people enjoying the things that I enjoy. So just, I'm excited to take a look at everybody else's crazy hits, see how excited they get over it. And sometimes people, like, I know there's some videos that I pulled that I was predicting the hit to be something completely different, and just bringing humor to it as well as being completely surprised. So very excited to see what these look like. And I think it's a really unique idea. It's something I would have never thought of, to make NFTs of pulls and breakers' reactions to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, everyone in the app, they can actually comment and favorite different videos and that type of thing. So you're going to get more of that interaction for sure while the community is able to see your various hits over time and comment. So it should be a lot of fun. And how about Chris? How about from your perspective?
I think it's a great concept. I mean, in the era of scrolling that everyone's used to today, it gives people something in addition to doing what they're normally doing to find all these hits. And I think collectors are going to want their big pulls. And like we talked about, they may even want to collect some of their favorite players. It's not always about the super giant $1 million one of one card. There's a whole host of other type of hits you can find on there. And I think the collectors would want to own that and share it and show it off. So very excited about this as well.
Good. Awesome, guys. Well, we are honored to have all of you on board. And supplying incredible content to the app. And of course, we're going to continue to grow the app over time, both with adding more of these Breakers catalogs and also including some additional Breakers over time as well, so that we can get a more and more robust catalog in the app. In fact, our goal is every single day to be adding new videos into the app. And going forward, as new products are released, we want to try to get videos from those new products into the app quickly, so that everybody can see as big cards are being pulled across the breaking sphere, everybody can see what those pull moments were like. So awesome. Well, I wanted to talk to you guys as well, not just about the app, but just about how breaking has changed and evolved and has really grown over the last couple of years. I feel like, you know, obviously the concept of breaking cards out of a box, it's how everything starts. It's how everything in this hobby starts. It's how really, really, you know, card collecting and card investing is born, by cards coming out of a box. And the fact that that has become so accessible and so exciting and with such a community feel around it, I think is one of the reasons why the sports card hobby has grown as much as it has in the last couple of years, because people have been exposed to these breaks. And it's obviously so much, the fact that you can participate in the breaks that way today, you know, is something that that didn't exist 20 or 30 or 40 years ago when, you know, a lot of us were doing this as kids. So I'm just curious to hear, as people have been in the business for a bit, what has this last few years been like? And maybe we'll go in reverse order this time. Chris, we'll start with you.
Well, I think we've seen over the last few years, it's pretty clear and obvious there's been a large influx of the sheer numbers of people that are doing breaks. Even prior to the pandemic, I think we were firing on all cylinders, so to speak, and everyone was doing well. So there's just been a sheer number of breakers entered into the breaking industry. And then that in turn turns into consuming more product a lot faster. And then there becomes more demand and the prices go up. So I think it's flourishing. I think it's just as good as it was years ago. And it just keeps getting bigger and better and more mainstream at this time.
Allie, how have you seen things evolve?
It's been a lot of people stretching out into not just sports, but a lot of non-sports products. Here at Titan, when we first started the channel last January, it was just my boss and I. We enjoy opening up a lot of product, checking things out ourselves. I enjoy watching other people open boxes. So we figured we'd start off with that, doing a lot of just product previews and sharing with people. And then, of course, with the pandemic, we were closed. We figured people can't buy stuff locally. We're completely closed. May as well offer online to open boxes for people. And that's really how we got started. So it's a lot of, just for me, all of this is very new. I had to actually look it up. Our first break that we did here at Titan was only last April. So unfortunately, I don't really have too much input to how breaking has evolved. But it's definitely very fun to see the community grow and people really spreading out more than just the big three of baseball, basketball, football.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of the cool things about it, is since you can participate in these breaks online from anywhere, you can also find the breakers who are specializing in the types of products you want to open. And it may not always be those mainstream sports products. And it's neat to be able to see that. Dane, how have you seen things evolve?
Yeah, it's kind of a perfect storm. I think everyone that collected in the 80s and 90s, like myself, I'm getting old. They're coming back. They've got jobs. They have kids now. They want to get their kids involved. So it was already heating up. And now with people staying home and people wanting something to do from home, to have things delivered to them. So breaking is like the DoorDash of cards, right? All these type of concepts are taking off. And it gives a lot of access to people that don't have a card shop in their area. I'm over 3 hours away from the nearest card shop. So, you know, there's just a ton of people in my area that they're never going to go to a hobby store. So breaking is it. And especially the higher end products like NT, you know, Flawless, Transcendent, it's a little more cost effective to get in. So just all these things have fueled the fire over the last 2 years.
Absolutely. Conrad, I'm curious, have you seen a change, you know, through the pandemic from your perspective? Is how much has the pandemic fueled this, or how much fire was there even prior to the pandemic with people participating in your breaks?
I mean, kind of just going off what everybody said as well already, it was hot before the pandemic and it's gotten hotter since the pandemic. And I'll say in general, like one of the biggest things I've noticed, obviously not just the growth and so many new people in the hobby and in breaking in general, I think just being breaking as long as we have and breaking as long as I have, I've noticed that things that we once thought were the staple or what was in the hobby is constantly evolving and changing. So it's having to readjust and, you know, like learn about things that you might not normally learn about on a daily basis to kind of evolve with the hobby, right? So that's probably the what I've noticed the most is that what I thought was, you know, the best product or the best card to collect is not the same as it is now. So with all the new people, you know, it brings in a lot of new ideas, a lot of new things that people like. So that's what I've noticed in the last 18
months.
One
of the cool things about it, it's dynamic, ever-changing, right? Of course, there's also a lot to learn with that as well, but it keeps you on your toes, and it's fun to watch how it all develops. Nick and Mike, you guys obviously have a retail store out there. Was your retail store open prior to the pandemic?
Yeah, just like a few months before. We had just opened our new store.
So did breaking kind of keep you guys, you know, growing and evolving through that time when obviously I'm sure you guys went through a period of time where your retail store, you know, wasn't able to have any or many customers?
Yeah, I mean, we did curbside pickup. How many were we getting a day? Like ton of people coming.
Yeah.
Picking up their breaks from the night before. So I think the biggest change has been definitely, you know, new customers who haven't, you know, collected cards since they were kids. The new sports were breaking. You know, I would have never thought we'd be